Hey, it's Bob, and do I have some stories to tell you? Oh, shh, never mind. Here's Gruber.
A few weeks now into the Whitmer administration, we haven't seen the details of the budget, of course. That'll be coming here in the first week of March. Because there's a lot of things put out in the state address, like free college for 2 years for kids that I think get a B average or better. How's that being paid for? Don't know. Been a cornerstone of liberal ideas for a long time. Fixing the roads. How are we going to pay for that? Don't know. That's been a cornerstone of everybody's conversation for a long time. Jack O'Malley here, a Republican in the Michigan House of Representatives representing the 101st District. Jack, how are you today?
I am very good. Well, you just pretty much covered the entire interview there.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how we get there. I mean, all of these big ideas, Jack, but are you paying for them, or am I, or are we all going to pay for it? Because when I hear that, I don't hear fix the damn roads. I hear guard your damn wallet.
Well, I guess I kind of hear the same thing. That's always been the issue. How do you pay for it? The college. Let's take a look at that one. I mean, it sounds good, and I can see where a lot of people, myself included, I've got a 17-year-old son that's getting ready to head off to school here or college. It would be nice. The thing is, we already have a plan. Maybe it needs to be publicized a little better, but seniors can enroll in college already and earn credit, and that's free because the public schools are paying for that. You can get a lot of credit those first couple of years when you already are in high school. So we already have a plan there that maybe we need to look at a little closer and publicize a little better. Maybe we do need to transfer credits, make it a little easier here or there. But we already have some things in place. Those things, they sound good, but just like your household budget, how are we going to pay for it?
Well, that's the big deal. You know, and you look at the other ideas being put forth. I mean, we're in Michigan. In order to attract business, I'm going to go to the roads now. We need to attract business because, you know, like any other state, we want a good manufacturing base, a good, you know, white-collar base. We want it all. We want high tech. We want construction. We want it all. You don't do that on roads that knock your fillings out every time you drive on them. That part I understand. But haven't we already put the money up? Haven't we already done this? Haven't we raised taxes? And my question continues to be, where is that money going?
Well, I guess I'd answer it this way. You're right. I mean, this year we're going to spend, I believe it's $4.8 billion on roads. When the plan that was introduced in, what was it, 15, gets fully implemented, it'll be an additional $1.2 billion. So one of the things I think that is important to realize is roads are getting fixed. This spring, when the orange barrels start popping up and people start cussing, realize that those are your highway tax dollars at work. Does that mean that we have to stand still and not move forward and continue? I don't know. One of the things I do think we need to do when it comes to roads is take our time, and I'm not talking about decades, let's sit down and thoughtfully look at how we're going to do this. You know, I'm new to the legislature, so I don't mean to point too many fingers, but maybe in the past, some of these things, these bills and things have been a little bit too quick. I like what we're doing on a different topic with the no-fault insurance. There's a special committee that's looking at it. The point is they're taking their time this year and they're sitting down. And I think that's something we need to do with the roads this year. Let's everybody settle down. Let's sit down and say, all right, how do we figure this out?
Everybody settle down. Chill out. You want me to come
right
in there? I'll come in there and play, you know, referee. I'll come in with a piece of wood and we'll talk some sense.
Stripes.
Well, some would say that that's true, but a different kind of stripes they're dreaming of, and that's fair. You look at all these things. The legislature, yourself included, just knocked down an executive order to restructure the DEQ with Governor Whitmer and putting in some social – no, not social justice, not racial – it's an environmental justice advocate, I remember now. What is that?
I'm not quite sure. I'd probably hopefully use the word ombudsman, maybe, but I'm not quite sure. The problem is, I think when people just look at the superficial or the top layer, they see, well, we're supposed to be bipartisan. Why aren't we going along with the governor? Well, the question could be asked, why didn't the governor knew what she was doing when she struck those three things down. And she's talked about bipartisanship, too. And those three statutes were just enacted a year ago. And she knew what she was doing when she did that. And I believe what the legislature was asking was, come and talk to us, because, you know, 90, 95% of that, she has every legal right to do what she did. That's in her executive branch. She
sure
can do that.
All right.
The problem was striking down those three, and those, she does not have the right to veto them after the fact, and that's what she did. And that's what the vote was when I voted to strike it down, was, wait a minute, you can't do that. That's not your power. That's the legislature's job.
So let me ask
you
this.
You've overreached.
When it's all said and done, are we going to fix the roads? It's a fair question. When it's all said and done, are car rates going to be addressed? When it's all said and done, what's going to happen with free college for everybody? I mean, serious questions for serious times.
All right. I'm going to answer.
We got about a minute here. So, you know, we got about a minute. So hit the high points.
Very good. It's easy to promise. It's another thing that's it's hard to deliver when it comes to free stuff. I think that insurance will get fixed this year, because I think everybody is, and Representative Wentworth's doing a great job. Will the roads get fixed? That depends on will we be willing to sit down and think this thing through and be smart and get it done. I'm optimistic that we can do it.
I like optimism. I do. And we'll see what happens from here. But I appreciate you taking the time and sorting it out with us. And Jack, enjoy the weekend. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
I look forward to it.
There you have it. Jack O'Malley, a member of the Michigan House of Representatives, representing the 101st District. The question always comes down to, all right, that's great, but how do you pay for it? That's a fair question. But you can start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start from $15 an hour, go to $30 or $35 an hour, maybe more, just depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. The MichiganConstruction.com banner at SteveGruber.com. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.